So Dr. Wright, you just mentioned that you have this exercise routine that you prescribe.
Yeah, on a weekly basis. We need to be spending at least 3 hours a week walking,
okay,
broken up into 45-minute sessions. So put on your favorite podcast, go learn all week, right?
So that's four, go for a walk four times.
At least four times a week, right? At a brisk pace, not so fast that you're out of breath, but not so slow that you can solve world peace in your conversation. Minimum of twice a week, we must learn to lift heavy.
How heavy?
Heavy means what you can lift 4 to 6 times. To keep it simple for my people, I'm like 4 times, which we want to lift to fatigue. Listen, you don't get there overnight. If we're starting at just body weight, it may take you 6 months, maybe 9, to learn the technique and to work up, but it is so worth it. And listen, I have plenty of examples of women starting in their 60s. There's no age limit on this. So heavy is an individual thing, and it just is something we work towards. Learn to lift your own body weight. Every woman should be able to do 11 push-ups, regular push-ups.
On the knees, okay?
No.
Oh my God.
But listen, you can build up to that. I used to teach classes. My starters started out with 51% body fat. They could not hold a plank and literally couldn't walk around the track. Over a 3-month period, we met with them twice a week. We did a variety of weight-bearing exercises. They not only completed a 3.2-mile walk run, they could hold a plank for 2 minutes.
Wow.
So walking, lifting at least twice a week. Twice a week when you're comfortable with walking, I want you to get your heart rate up really high.
And you had a very simple way of doing
30 that. 30 seconds, complete recovery. It takes me, my example is I can get my heart rate up to about 186. And then I, 2 or 3 minutes, I completely recover. It's down to 130, 140.
And 4 times you do that.
4 times. And then I work on balance every day when I brush my teeth. You should think of this as an investment in yourself.